to die.
Next up is, I think, one of the classic murder ballad songs of the 90s, early 2000s, by the Chicks, Goodbye Earl.
Goodbye Earl was everywhere. It was a phenomenon. You couldn't get away from it. And for a while, I didn't want to. It's a great song. I do think it got overplayed back then, but it was just so catchy. And it's another example of country music taking a very dark subject. We're talking about domestic violence and then a violent reaction to it, and making it fun and funny. And I think the Chicks and their talent allowed that. And I also think the writer, Dennis Lindy, had a big part in that. Dennis Lindy is a guy who wrote a lot of fun and funny country songs, and he would set them in one town that was completely made up in his head. Earl, from this song, here's a little bit of trivia, is the same Earl in Sammy Kershaw's hit, Queen of My Double-Wide Trailer. When she leaves Sammy, he finds her with another man, and she says, "This is my new man, and his name is Earl. He's the Charlie Daniels of the Torque Ranch." Well, guess what? That's the Earl who had to die.
Well, started out strong, but maybe didn't have a happy ending for Earl.
No, Earl's losing every way. He lost his woman. He stole his woman from Sammy, but then lost him right back to her. And then this woman he didn't treat right, and, well, we all know what happened.
All right, here's Goodbye Earl by the Chicks.
Called Papa Joe's, I heard to say so, by a man named Billy Joe. Got in a tangle, well, a porter knife's a Billy Porter's gun. By the kind of law he is, Billy asked him, "Son, where do you want it? Point the way you want to build some names, as I'm gonna give him my best name. Boy, I warned you, leave me alone, so now I'm asking, where do you want it?" Well, get on Billy's wilder side. Billy
If we're going to do an episode about the law and country music, we're going to have a couple of murder ballads on here. This next song is a very long, driving, dark story by a singer-songwriter out of Kentucky, Chris Knight, who I think is underrated. Chris has had a few hits be covered by bigger stars, which is always a great payday for those guys, but he has such a natural way of telling incredible stories, and this is a story of revenge. This is a story of taking the law into your own hands when you can't get any satisfaction because the sheriff's telling you, you know, we don't know who did it, even though everyone knows who did it.
And when did you first come across Chris Knight?
I came across Chris Knight in college. He had a song called Sorryville that my old roommate, Nate, shout out Nate Forrester, would cover, would play, you know, in the dorms. And I really liked it, and I dug into it. And The River was one of the first songs I latched onto because it's got all the things I like. It's got crime, moving water, one of my favorite things in country music, whether we're on a boat and happy or on a boat and burying a body, I'm into it.
Yep.
And it's got dark subject matter.
All right, well, here's Down the River by Chris Knight.
I was 18, my brother was 21. One Saturday evening, when all the work was done, we went down to the river, had some tried lines to run. My brother Walter had a fight the week before, knocked a boy named Wilson through the pool hall door. They said you don't mess with Wilson unless you want a war. I put the boat in the water and I made the engine run. I loaded the lantern against the sinking sun, and my brother Walter was loading his gun, and we went down the river. Down past the coal docks, we were running our line. Heard some drunken boaters racing up behind. It was Wilson and his cousin had trouble on their mind. They passed on by us, probably going to tend their pie. We headed up the river with the fish we caught, but before we made the landing, I thought I heard back down the river. My brother Walter fell over the side. I couldn't find him, no matter how I tried. And I looked along the bank, but I couldn't find where they'd hide. Well, they drug the river, they searched it up and down. Couldn't find his body, they decided that he'd drown. But I knew better when Wilson bragged around town. So one night I floated down right above Wilson's shack. I hid in the woods till I saw him walk out back. I
my brother is still heavy on my mind. I've been thinking Wilson's cousin better find a place to hide. Cause I'm going down the river. Yeah, I'm going down the river.
Well, next up, we're going to hear a run of songs by Merle Haggard. Obviously, we have to play Merle Haggard if we're talking about the law in country music. So stick around.
The best country music ever made from the 70s to today for all of Northwest Wisconsin. WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM, 95.7 FM.
Country. This is what a woman wants.
Any man of mine better be proud of me. Even when I'm ugly, he still better love me. And I can be late for a date. But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right. When last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do will say that'll be okay. When I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah. I need a man who knows
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country.
As flu season approaches, there's no better time than now to bolster your immune system. And Simply Bowls is here to assist. Their sorbet bowls are packed with essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, not only boosting your immune system, but also increasing your energy levels. Discover their variety of bowls at simplybowlsnr.com or visit their store at Paper Jack Plaza in New Richmond. Don't forget to mention this radio ad and enjoy a dollar off any bowl purchase. At Simply Bowls, they're dedicated to keeping your family happy and healthy this season.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth here with Drew Morgan. We're talking about country songs that sing about the law. Next up, we're going to hear a series of songs by Merle Haggard.
I can't wait. I'm glad we chose to do it this way. I hope people who are listening right now are excited that they're going to hear three songs in a row from Merle. I think that if you're a real country music fan, you should be pumped about that. Maybe it's not the common way to do it on the radio, but I like a block. I'm into a good block.
I do like a block too. I love Merle Haggard, one, because of the connection to outlaw country, but he's also, I think, one of the artists, he and Buck Owens, that really put that Bakersfield sound on the map. I mean, he's a
California country, man. Yeah. A lot of people want to act like it's not a thing. It's so funny to have somebody in an $80,000 truck and a pair of skinny jeans with a $75 haircut say, that ain't real country because it's from California. And it's like, dude, Merle Haggard, Dwight Yoakam, Buck Owens, this is real country.
Right. And there's actually more rural people in California than any other state. So it only makes sense that California has their own contribution to country music.
I did not know that. So coming up, we got Mama Tried by Merle Haggard. I love this song because it has become a famous prison tattoo. You're not supposed to get it unless you turn 21 in prison.
Oh, that's fascinating. Yeah. All right, well, here's Mama Tried by Merle Haggard.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Well, Drew, the next song we're going to hear from Merle Haggard about the law is Will You Visit Me on Sundays?
This is a very sad song about a man in prison who's got the blues, who's very worried about whether or not he's going to get visitors. as a former public defender who had clients that unfortunately went away to prison, as someone whose own brother is doing some time right now, I can tell you that this is a gut-wrenching theme for families who deal with this sort of thing. And I love Merle's take on it and that voice singing about it. You want to say you can tell just by the way he sounds that he lived this. I'm not sure that's true, but it just so happens that Merle did live this. And that's probably why he wrote the song. He knows how painful it is to wonder if anyone will visit you on Sundays.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting take on a very common country theme, right? It's not just about breaking the law and sort of the outlaw, but there's this really sad family-based conversation that I think somebody that's lived that experience would only know.
Consequences, yeah. You know? I mean, we can all be, I don't want to say guilty, but we can indulge in liking art about outlaws and people who break the law, but it's important to remember there are consequences to that.
Absolutely. Here's Will You Visit Me on Sundays by Merle Haggard.
Just outside these prison bars, the hanging tree is waiting. At sunrise, I'll meet darkness, and death will say hello. Darling, touch your lips to mine and tell me that you love me. Promise me again before you go. Will you visit me on Sunday? Will you bring me pretty flowers? Will your big blue eyes be misty? Will you brush away a tear? A grave is filled with silence, but if a sleeping man could hear, darling, would I hear your footsteps up there? Promise me that time won't separate me from your memory, that you'll remember me until the days of silver hair. If not for you, I know I'd lose my mind before the morning. Hold me close and tell me that you care. And will you visit me on Sunday? Will you bring me pretty flowers? Will your big blue eyes be misty? Will you brush away a tear? A grave is filled with silence, but if a sleeping man could hear, darling, would I hear your footsteps up there? Will you visit me on Sunday? Will you bring me pretty flowers? Will your big blue eyes be misty? Will you brush away the
tears? All right, next up in our run of country songs about the law by Merle Haggard, we're going to play Huntsville. Drew, is this a song you're familiar with?
Yes, it is. And I love this song because the perspective is from someone who absolutely did it, owns up that he did it, said he planned the caper for days, and now instead of feeling sorry for himself, he's already planning his escape to Mexico.
No apologies, no lessons learned.
No apologies, also no wallowing, no blaming other people other than saying that that white-haired judge in Dallas wouldn't listen to his story. But he kind of acknowledges, yeah, I was lying to him.
And this is Huntsville, that's referring, I think, to Huntsville, Alabama. Is there a federal prison there? Do we know?
I do not know. I've never looked that up. There also could be a Huntsville, Texas, since the judge was in Dallas. You can't tell.
Yeah, it's so interesting. I mean, so many of our federal prisons are out in small towns and rural communities. I mean, maybe that's the connection, or I've heard some people say that rural people have more interactions with the police than urban people. I don't know where this connection to the law is, but it seems like there's so many different takes that you get from Merle Haggard. In one story, he's in prison and he feels bad and he's wondering if people will visit him. This one's a little bit more tongue in cheek or a little bit more of a mythical outlaw kind of country song, but I think it's amazing that he has so many different takes.
Well, yeah, and I think all of our art in, you know, rural or southern or country American, I mean, you've got TV shows, you know, The Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
NASCAR was founded by people who got their start driving, running from the law. So it's always been there. And here is Huntsville by Merle Haggard.
That old white-haired judge in Dallas didn't pay story no mind. They're taking me down to Huntsville. I'm bringing in a load of time. They caught me on a caper that I planned for days and proved everything I'd done. I'm on my way to Huntsville, but I'm looking for a chance to run. My hands don't fit no chopping pole, and cotton never was my bag. The man better keep both eyes on me, or they're gonna lose old Hag. It ain't so far to Mexico that I can't find my way. They're taking me down to Huntsville, but I'm not gonna stay. I guess they got a good excuse. They know I'm gonna run the first chance I get, 'cause they're never gonna cut me loose. And I really don't care if they shoot me down, I'll never be free again. I've got too long left turns to do, both running in the end. It ain't so far to Mexico that I can't find my way. They're taking me down to Huntsville, but I'm not gonna stay.
Another run of legends is coming up. We've got Marty Robbins, Towns Van Zandt, and George Jones. So stick around, or we'll take you to jail.
95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
I knew I'd see her around. I'd be at some party. She'd show up and I'd be walking out. Across some parking lot, hiding behind her sister. I'd look up, she'd be at the red light beside me in that white Maxim with the sticker on the back. I'd act like I didn't see her. We'd play at the same pumps, flip through the same stations, and slow down for the same curves, run around with the same crowd. We just needed some time. She could get on with her life and I'd get on with mine. Thought I would be fine, but maybe not. I knew she'd find a way to get over me, but I never thought she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see
have friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, where it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town.
For a while, I guess they were keeping it low key. But now it's like these county lines closing in on me. I see them everywhere together. It's hitting a little too close to home.
She's so far gone,
but she didn't go far. She was over me before the grass grew back where she used to park her car. She's leaving those same marks in someone else's yard, someone else's arms, right down the road. I never thought
she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So they give me the go around. But there's only so many streets, so many lights, where it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town. Sometimes and I see you sitting there with him. And I wanna jump out, I wanna fight, I wanna say that guy, but I can't, it's my fault. And I let her go, I never thought that she would get down with somebody I know. I guess that's just how it goes when you break up in a small town. I see our friends and they put on a show like they don't want me to know. So then give me the go around. But there's only so many streets and so many lights. I swear it's like I can't even leave my house. Should've known all along, you gotta move and move on when you break up in a small town.
Talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face, front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. And I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Legends from St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't before she came into the picture, brought the beauty I was missing with her, showed me colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built, she saw a canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she start again. Fine is good, but you need some blue every now and then. How'd I live so long without her reckless touch? I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Colors I ain't never seen. She took chances with every wall I built, she saw a canvas. I thank God every day for how he made her. My life was black and white, but she thank you.
95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Well, the girl I love, I stole her from a friend. He got lucky, stole her back again. She heard he had a Mercury. Lord, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. About a Mercury, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'll put it in high gear now. Well, my baby went out, she didn't stay long. Bought herself a Mercury, come a cruising home. Crazy about a Mercury. Yeah, she's crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, I'll cruise now. Well, if I had money, I'd tell you what I'd do. I'd go downtown, buy a Mercury or two. I'm crazy about a Mercury. Lord, I'm crazy about a Mercury. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Yeah, I'm gonna buy me a Mercury and cruise it up and down the road. Oh, let's go. We'll be right back.
Valley View Window Treatments, they offer services to any business or commercial setting. Visit their new Richmond store today to see the selection of drapes, blinds, and shades in store. Learn more about what Valley View Window Treatments can do for you at Elners.com.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
I'm Matt Hildreth. This is a Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. We're talking all about country songs that sing about the law. Of course, Drew, next up we're going to have to hear a gunfighter ballad. We have to at least play one gunfighting ballad in this show, and I think there's nobody better to do it than Marty Robbins.
Yeah, I can't believe that we didn't just do a whole show on Marty Robbins songs about gun battles. This is such a great song, a classic tale. And if you don't like Marty Robbins, you don't like country, and you certainly don't like Western.
Absolutely. I mean, I think he has a whole album called Gunfighter Ballads or whatever. I mean,
Gunfighter Ballads, Volume 1 through 5.
Right.
Now that's what I call Gunfighter Ballads.
I really think we could do a whole show. We could do a whole show on murder ballads and then a whole other show on gunfighters.
Let's do it. Let's do that. But for now, we're doing the law. This is Big Iron by the legend Marty Robbins.
To the town of our free rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 in 19 more. 1 in 19 more. Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red. After Texas Red. Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. The morning passed so quickly it was time for them to meet. It was 20 past 11 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron.
when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
This next song, Drew, is one of my top favorite songs, maybe my most favorite song in all of country music. It's Poncho and Lefty. And this is a song that people might know most from Willie Nelson, but we're going to play the Towns Van Zandt version.
Towns wrote the song, and Willie covered it, which was awesome of Willie to do. Of course, he made a lot of money off of it, so right. It wasn't all just out of the goodness of his heart. Towns says that the song kind of just came to him one day, and it wasn't about anything. But he also acknowledges that while Pancho Villa's story isn't quite like this, there are many similarities. But he says as far as he knows, he had never read about it before writing the song. Is that a storyteller telling us another story? Yeah. I don't know, but I love that lore. And then obviously the song, it's really about a friendship and betrayal.
Yep.
But it's also about outlaws.
Yeah, and I just loved how he was able to tie like Mexico to Texas, that there's a reference to Cleveland, Ohio. I just felt like there was so much going on in that song that's outside of that traditional Western style gunfighter episodic song. I mean, it just, he was throwing in references that were a little bit out of left field, and I just really love that.
Now we know why it's your favorite. He referenced the Midwest.
Yeah.
I have often wondered, you're right about all of the geography and places and time that it spans. Did anybody ever make a movie based on this story?
Oh, it could be.
It would be pretty good.
Yeah, that. I mean, there are so many songs that we play on this show that it's amazing to me that the writer can fit an entire movie level, almost detail, into a 3 minute and 30 second song.
Sung by Towns Van Zandt, one of the greatest singer-songwriters of our time.
All right, this is Poncho and Lefty by Towns Van Zandt.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean. Now you wear your skin like iron, your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only boy, but her favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye and sank into your dreams. Poncho was a bandit boy, his horse was fast as polished steel. Wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, on the deserts down in Mexico. And nobody heard his dying words. That's the way it goes. All the federales say they could have had him any day. They only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Well, Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust that Poncho bit down south ended up in Lefty's mouth. Day they laid poor Poncho low, left his split for Ohio, and where he got the bread to go, oh, it ain't nobody knows. And all the federales say they could have had him any day, and only let him slip away out of kindness, I suppose.